As I say, I felt like as they were leaving, you guys were giving some pretty hearty hugs there at the end. I'm like, wonder if they haven't seen him in the last week. You get kind of attached to the kids, and obviously not just over the course of the games. As I said in that last interview, that's what people see. But, you know, 95% or 90% or whatever their percentage is of building a program and a winning culture is off the field. And maybe speak to that a little bit, Coach Young, in terms of working with these kids all the way up through now they finished their high school career.
Boy, Dal, what an incredible group this is. I mean, a really, really special group. And one thing that really emphasizes that to me is when the game was over and we went in and, you know, we partied in the locker room and, you know, lots of hugs and just happiness and that. I checked the locker room and went to get on the bus, and none of the seniors were on the bus. And that's never happened before. And the bus driver's like, yeah, they're out on the field. So I turned the corner. I went back out onto Jonah Field there. And all the seniors are kind of all across the field and just crying their eyes out. And that's never happened. Usually it's all like, – when you win the last game, when you win the championship, everybody's just smiles and joy. And these guys were crying like we lost. And went over and hugged a few of them. And they just – kind of the common theme was, I don't want it to be over. I don't want it to be over. And we've talked with these guys, especially in the playoffs, about a lion mentality, and that a lion doesn't just want to eat. A lion likes to hunt. The lion likes the process. They like the pursuit. And that moment out on the field with those guys, I think you saw a group that had just got the ultimate prize that is available to them as high school football players, and yet they were sad that the hunt now was over. They didn't get the day-to-day grind. They didn't get the process together. So, like I say, I think that's indicative and representative of just how this group approached the season and approached this game and approached each other. Pretty special for me to see how much they enjoyed the process.
And when you look at their time in Star Valley from freshmen to seniors and finishing off the way they did, three titles, undefeated their senior year, I mean, how many games did they lose freshman through senior, that group? I mean, what, two, three, four? I mean, it was very, very few, right, as a group. As a class, I mean, freshman through senior, it was, I mean, that just goes to speak to the work that they put in, right?
I think they lost to Sugar as freshmen.
I know I'm making you go back.
I think they lost to Sugar as juniors, and it's interesting, Duke, because going into that Sugar game week three, I felt like they were every bit as amped up for that and nervous for that as they were for the state championship. I mean, that's one that they really wanted. I think due to the history that had been kind of the roadblock to undefeated. But they wanted that one bad, I think, to avenge some of those losses that maybe they had as a freshman or their junior year. So undefeated was pretty cool for these guys to pull off, and that Sugar game was kind of the one to cap that.
Coach Merritt, we got to get you on here. One of the things that stood out to me at the end of the state championship game was you'd played this team in Cody. They had averaged, I don't know, 45, 50, 55 points a game. I don't know, somewhere in that range for about the last 3 years. They played 12. You met them for the last three times, which means they faced your defense for 12 championship quarters, and your team allowed 14 points in three games. Talk about how you were able to, because I'm assuming you don't sleep during those weeks, but kind of talk to us about that process and how you were able to get your guys to do those things.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's counting, but I think it was 52 points per game that they averaged throughout the season. But I think the funnest part about that is we obviously know we have a great rivalry against Cody, and we know what kind of offense they run. And they always say defense wins championships, which I think there's some truth to that because it is a combination. You got to play both sides of the football. But at the end of the day, these are two teams that really know each other well. So I think the biggest thing we try to do as a coaching staff is build fundamentals. So as we go through each game is a building block. And by the time we get to that state championship game, I've often said it's nice because I could really just sit back with a hot dog and watch the game and enjoy it, because the kids on the field, they know their jobs, they know how to execute, and then you've just taught them everything that they need to do to be successful, and you know, it shows up in big games. So that's exciting to see.
The first time you played Cody this year, the first half was probably didn't go the way you would like it as a defensive coach, right? And I remember we had Coach Patterson, Winston Patterson, on our broadcast at half, and we asked him about that. We said, okay, so Cody just put up, what was it, 35 or something in the first half, and we thought, what does this defense got to do in the second? And he called it. Winston called it perfectly. He said, just nonchalant, oh, they'll figure it out. He wasn't even worried about it. It was like, they'll be fine. Coach Merritt will have it. It'll be fine. And then shut them out in the second half, hold them to one touchdown through the state championship game. So what was the difference, do you think, between that first half on homecoming night and the remaining six quarters?
I think the difference is really just we focused on fundamentals again. And I know that sounds like a simple answer, but it really was. My son actually texted me after that first Cody game and said, what adjustments did you make at halftime? Were you inspired? And the real response was, we didn't really make adjustments. We just said, hey, remember the things we were going to do? Let's do those things. And we did them the second half, right? Like, so we just reminded ourselves what we needed to do, and the team took it over. And then, you know, obviously we had a little bit more time in that state championship to prepare. So instead of two quarters of doing our jobs, we got to do four quarters of doing our jobs, and it showed up, you know, on the scoreboard.
Coach Young, you have, you know, as the head coach, you get your name kind of at the top of the list, but you've had a lot of success. But Coach Merritt, you guys have kind of been in lock arm here for your career here at Star Valley High School. Talk about the relationship you two guys have in terms of putting the program together and what you guys do in the course of a year.
Well, I can't say enough about Coach Merritt or any of the guys on the staff. I think, you know, Coach McFadden and I were together yesterday and talking. And I think, and you look at Sheridan, it's the same thing. Places where staffs are together for a long time, and it's the same guys. And I don't think that you can overemphasize the importance of that is for a team. What Coach Merritt does with the D side, I'm overcome to be able to even put into words what it's meant, because, you know, over the last nine seasons that we've had together, I texted him after the game. We've come a long way since that breakfast or lunch that we had at Hegg's when I became the head coach and took him out to eat and essentially begged him to come on as the defensive coordinator. And you look over the road that we've traveled since then. But I think the consistency with not just Coach Merritt, but every one of the coaches that we've been able to have has played a fundamental role to the success we've had. I just saw something that the most important thing that a head coach does is hire his staff. And I agree with that. We got really good men, good role models, good character guys, and the football's kind of taken care of itself over the years.
Coach McKay Young, Coach Kelly Merritt in studio for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach Young, over the course of the season, Dal and I will often get asked by other broadcasters, what are you guys doing in Star Valley? Why are you guys so good in Star Valley? And, you know, we give whatever answer we can come up with on the spot at the time, but you guys are doing it. How do you answer that question? Why is football so good in Star Valley right now?
I think it's been good, really good here for over half a century. And I think it's the same formula that was in the 60s as the formula in the 2020s. It's hard work, integrity, selfless. It's in the culture of this valley. And it's the homes that these boys come from. It's the expectations from their uncles and their grandfathers and their neighbors that this is who we are as a community. We're tough and we serve each other and we have each other's backs. And we do our job, and we don't need people to pat us on the back or say thank you. Like, we just, there's a way that we approach life in Star Valley, Wyoming. And I think that translates perfectly to a football field, and there's a reason that it's consistently led to success. Again, not way, way further back from us with those Giants from the 60s and even further back.
Coach Merritt, I just want to kind of ask you the same question we asked McKay in terms of the relationship you guys have been able to forge and over the course of building the program to over the last nine seasons. Is that correct? As a head coach,
that's right.
But you were both on the staff before that, correct?
We were.
Okay, but Coach Merritt, kind of talk about building this relationship that you guys have.
I think that's part of why it's kind of speaking to what Coach Young just said about why Star Valley football is so good. I think it fits hand in hand with kind of that relationship, because the program could be about football. But it's really not. It's about those relationships. It's about trust, love, commitment. It's about building young men and young women that we had in here. So with that, the goal is greater, and I think the reward is greater too. So when you talk about the relationship that he and I have, or we have as a staff, or even if we have with the young men, when it's greater than football, it means more. And I think it kind of speaks all the way down to the description of the boys on the field after the game. Like, they're sad that it's over because it's more than just football. And so we hope that those are the lessons that carry forward, and just want to say, there's no better leader for that than Coach Young and what he does, and making it about the most important thing is the most important thing. That's something we say. And the most important thing is the people you work with.
Coach McKay Young, Coach Kelly Merritt in studio for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, both of you, congrats. Congrats to your whole staff. Congrats to the team. Undefeated, three-peat.
And your families.
Yeah, right, right.
We're going to get to know them again.
Yeah. I introduced
myself to my wife and my kids.
There's one more question I wanted to ask. And there's been some discussion around the state of Wyoming right now that I'm sure you guys have been aware of. And I don't know what you're going to say. I have an idea. But there's talk that Star Valley should go 4A because of the dominance of the program. And it's your own faults, you two, because you've turned it into what it is, right? What do you think? Those are for other people to decide, of course, but 4A for Braves football. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, that's an interesting question. There's a lot of moving parts that go along with that, like you brought up, but all I know is we would love to play. I just talked to Coach Mowry at Sheridan yesterday, and I said, man, let's make this game happen. Whether that means we're 4A or not, I think we would love to measure ourselves against, you know, Sheridan, Natrona, Cheyenne East. I you know, those are kind of the standard of 4A football. So whether that's a possibility in the future or not, we'll find out. But no, just yesterday, because it sounds like from the conversations that we had in Casper yesterday, that Cheyenne South is not going to play a 4A schedule next year, which opens up some opportunities. So I talked to Coach or Rob Erickson, and I said, man, if we can make a Sheridan game happen where they have the South hole, that'd be awesome. And I told Coach Mowry, I said, please don't misunderstand that I think we're going to show up and beat you guys or anything like that. Like, I just think it's a good game for the state of Wyoming to have Star Valley and Sheridan meet. And you know, whatever happens, happens. But I think it's a fun game, and it's a game that the state needs to see. So
whether it's in season or out of season, if that game ever happens, you will be there. That will be one. So
no, it's amazing what those guys have done up in Sheridan, and you know, the unparalleled success, right? 40-something games in a row and a four-peat at the highest level of football in the state. And it would be an awesome opportunity to measure ourselves against that program for sure.
Well, congrats again to both of you. And let's make it four, right? I mean, isn't that what you're thinking right now, four-peat?
We just as well.
What's your Ballard quote? We came all this way to play the game. You might as well win.
That's right. You got three. You may as well get four. So, yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in. Appreciate how good you are to us also. And there's a lot of coaching staffs that maybe would kick their toes at some of the local media. So thanks for not doing that one at us. Appreciate you guys. That's Coach McKay Young, Coach Kelly Merritt in studio this morning. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.